The Gemara Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph on the bottom is discussing the din of Mayredes and Mayred, how much money you take off the Ksuba. And the Gemara points out that when she is Mayred against him, so we take off a certain amount of money every day, Keneged every day of the week. So Keneged all 7 days of the week, including Shabbos. But when he is Mayred against her, we only take off money, we add our money to the Ksuba, Keneged 6 days of the week, but we skip Shabbos. We don't take off money, Keneged Shabbos. And the question is, why not? Why is it when it comes to her, we include Shabbos in the Chazra, and when it comes to him, we do not? So my answer is that, when it comes to her, we're taking away money from the Ksuba. No one's making money, so it doesn't look like Shabbos. But by him, his Knas is to add money onto the Ksuba, so it's like she's making money. That looks like Shabbos, and therefore would be a problem based on the din. They're not allowed to benefit or profit from any work done on Shabbos, and therefore it would be ushered to count Shabbos as part of the days, and therefore you skip the day of Shabbos when it comes to him. And I thought that from this Gemara, the Chayyim could ask Akasha on a Gevaldiki aside from Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik has a big Chiddush in the din of Schar Shabbos. This is in his Chiddushim, the Chiddush HaGrach on Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yotes. So he wants to be Mechadish that this is Schar Shabbos. It's not like we think that you're not allowed to make money off of something you do on Shabbos because of Gzeir, Mishmach HaChomemka, or something like that, which is a little bit how Rashi's Masha over here. That's not the Pshat, but the Pshat is like this. So when you get schar for a pula you're doing on Shabbos, that turns the malacha into a malacha asura. So in other words, if you do a malacha, you do an action on Shabbos. Marshal, you're shomer someone's field. You're watching his field. So that is a davar which is bad mutter on Shabbos. There's no malacha involved. You're not doing anything wrong. And midaraisa, that'd be mutter. But if you get paid for what you're doing, the fact that you're getting paid for it, it's machshiv, the malacha, and it turns it into malacha asura. It takes a malacha mutaris and turns it into malacha asura. Malacha they're getting paid for, that turns the malach itself into malach asur. So Schar Shabbos is not usur, it's not the taking of the money per se, but the fact that you're making money off of it gives that a din malach, and now the malach itself becomes usur. You're not allowed to do a malach that you're getting Schar Shabbos on. That's the side of Reb Chaim, he's using to answer the riff or whatever, that's what he wants to say. Based upon Reb Chaim, Reb Zalman wanted to say a chiddush, that it would be mutter for a baal teker, a baal tefila, to get paid for his work that they do on Shabbos. It's a big shaila. How do you pay about the about tefillah? B'char, it's like Schar Shabbos. And he says, if you're Reb Chaim, it's not sure. If the Isser is an Isser of profiting off Shabbos, then it can be a problem. But if the pshat is that the Schar Shabbos turns my Maisa into a Maisa of a Malacha Asura, you could say that by regular action, but by tefillah, tekiah, shayfer, these are things that are mitzvahs. It's not shaykh to say that there's a Malacha Asura, because the Torah says you can do this. This is a Maisa mitzvah. So by that, the whole din of Schar Shabbos wouldn't apply. That's what Rabbi Zalman wanted to say based upon Reb Chaim's Chiddush. I'll go upon it. My thought from our Gemara is a Shugal Aaron Reb Chaim. The Gemara is applying Schar Shabbos to a situation where you're not doing anything. The issue over here by the Baal is he's being married. He's not providing his wife with what he should be providing her with. He's not doing any action. It's a non-action. He's not doing anything. Yet the Gemara says we have to skip Shabbos because of the problem with Schar Shabbos. If Reb Chaim is right, then the whole musik of Schar Shabbos is not shaykh over here. It's nothing to do with Schar Shabbos. I'm not doing any action. There's no pula that you could say is now pula asur because I'm getting paid for it. This is the chayrai that's not the pshat. It's not that the pula becomes a pula asur, but it's not. It's a din. You can't benefit or profit because of Shabbos, and Meila would apply over here as well. That's what I thought is a shukla and chayim. But lemaisa, I don't think it's so shver because the gemara is not saying it's real schar Shabbos. It's mixik schar Shabbos. It looks like schar Shabbos. So the gemara is acknowledging this is not real schar Shabbos, but it's something that could look like it, sort of a my sign of schar Shabbos. So therefore, perhaps it would apply to something like this, even though there's no malacha asura, this is more of a chumrah within the din of Schar Shabbos. That's what I thought you could say to answer Reb Chaim. And I looked around a little bit and I found that the Achadim Taka say this in the Archa Shabbos, Chelik Beis, Berachah Beis, page Shinayin Tes, he brings down this Yisrael from Reb Chaim, and then he said that the Mechaber, the Archa Shabbos, says he heard from his Rabbi Shmuel Arbach, who heard from his father, Shlomo Zalman, who heard in the name of Reb Simcha Zelig Rigger, the Dain of Brisk, asked this very kasha on Reb Chaim. He said he asked on Reb Chaim from the Gemara Ksubas Daf Samach Dalad Mar Dal Ishtay, the Lechar you see over there that it shaykh Schar Shabbos even though they're not doing any malacha at all. So Lechar Tzara, not like Reb Chaim. And he brings on over there that Reb Zalman Meltzer answered Reb Simcha Zelig's kasha with what I'm saying, that this is not a real Schar Shabbos, it's a Mexican Schar Shabbos, and therefore it would work out even if you're Reb Chaim. So we made a look at that, it would not be a kasha on the aside of Reb Chaim from this Gemara.